When the destroys
the following announcement has been paid for by the New World Order.
So as I think you've heard from the FDA and CDC, they've made an announcement on the new vaccine. So certainly they said that they will have there'll be an updated vaccine mid-September, I believe. So we know that, as you all know, vaccinations against COVID-19 remains the safest protection for avoiding hospitalization, long-term health outcomes, and death, which is why we are going to be encouraging Americans to stay up to date on their vaccines. I would refer you to DHS, as they have, I just mentioned, FDA and CDC mentioned that they'll have the new vaccines by mid-September.
Hey, hello, friends. What's up, fellow wisdom seekers, fellow truth seekers, anybody with that unquenchable thirst for knowledge and wisdom? Welcome to the Brave New World Order podcast, straight out the dungeons of podcasting. I am Brandon St. One. Today's episode is going to be a little bit of current events. I'm just going to talk about a few things that are going on right now. As you heard, the White House is going to be recommending a new vaccine. The theater is open. The curtain has been drawn. The play is about to begin, everybody. The masks are starting up again. We are already starting to see some high-profile people come down with COVID. There's a new strain out there that they're warning everybody about. We're going to talk about that and a few other things that I want to rant and rave about. So if you want to join me, I thank you so much for coming along with me on this journey, because that's what it is. It's a journey. It's an exploration of this reality. Just observing, trying to figure out what's going on. Probably we'll never get to the bottom of it, but I like to pay attention and then talk about it when the time feels right. I don't like to just jump on every event that's happening, because there are a lot of them. And I feel like that's part of the game. And I don't really want to just jump on here every single time something happens and speculate the shit out of it. So I'm just going to sit back in the pocket for a little while. And then if I feel like I got something to say about something, then I will. I've been thinking about how everything is energy and vibration and frequency, and how maybe they can put things out there into the public and get certain energy out of it. And maybe they can manifest certain things just by speaking of it and getting everybody else to speak of it. So I don't want to be part of that. I don't want to contribute to it, but I also don't want to say nothing. So that's where I'm at. We'll talk about some shit today. Thanks again for coming along with me on this journey. We got this new COVID variant called BA2.86, and it's also nicknamed Eris, and that is the Greek goddess of strife and discord, just so you know. The thing is, when the story broke, they got everybody all riled up, getting everybody all worried, but then they came out and said, oh, don't worry about this one. It's not that dangerous. Your body recognizes it and can fight it off if you've been vaccinated before and you continue to keep up to date with your shots like a good little pet. And it almost immediately had an effect on people, though. It didn't matter that they came out already now and said, don't worry about it. It already had the effect on people. People are already starting to mask up. I've seen it with my own eyes. I live in Massachusetts. And as soon as this story broke about a new variant, I go to the store and I see so many more people all over the place, at the store, in their cars, on the side of the street, walking, masks. Way more of them. They have these people already pre-programmed, whenever they flip that switch, to act a certain way, behave a certain way, mask up, lift up your arm, your sleeve, get ready for that next shot. I kind of knew this already, but I kind of had a little bit of hope that people would wise up a little bit after everything they've been through. I thought people would start maybe reading some research or do, you know, just using some common sense. So all I can say is do not comply. because you might be in an area with a bunch of people that, you know, you might be outnumbered. Just don't comply. They can't do anything to you. They won't arrest you if you don't wear a mask. Just don't comply to anything that gets mandated. That's what I'm going to do. Actually, you can do whatever you want. But if you're listening to the Brave New World Order podcast, you probably have an open mind. And you probably already see the fuckery that's going on. So, you can't comply your way out of tyranny. It's a common saying, and it's true. So that's all I have to say about complying to masks. But this is how it's played. They start it slowly. They start talking about variants. They start trying to mandate masks. Lionsgate Films, they tried to mandate masks and they got pushback, so they backed off. See how it works? So they start slow with little variants that scare people but don't do anything. And then they have high-profile individuals that these normies watch on TV, like Whoopi Goldberg from The View. She has COVID now, so that gets in people's brains. Anybody who watches The View and actually takes any of that shit seriously is probably all nervous as shit now. Jill Biden, the president's wife, the first lady of the United States of America, has coronavirus now. And she's so close to the president, and he's old. That could be bad. Now everybody's worried. Talking about it with their friends, all these old ladies calling each other up, and the press secretary, who you heard earlier, talking about a new vaccine that's coming out mid-September this month. And she's saying that you're going to see Joe Biden wearing a mask around now that his wife has been infected. And they're giving hourly updates that Joe has been tested, and he doesn't have it. He's fine, and he's in great health. Look at him. He's spry as fuck. So many lies. So that's what I've been watching, paying attention. I know they're not just going to come out one day and slap mandates on everybody and just go crazy with it. It has to start slow. They have to start putting it out there in a certain way, and they always use the same people. If you go back to the original pandemic, and you see how they started using certain celebrities and certain people to say things and make sure that they lead the sheep a certain way. And they'll do it again. They'll try at least. But if enough of us push back, then they'll have to back off. They can't force everybody. They can't arrest everybody for not wearing a mask or getting a shot. And all they do is pit everybody against one another anyway. Who is the person that's going to try to force you to wear a mask at the store? The person who works there, a little dweeb who's like making no money whatsoever. They're going to put that on him. And if enough people say no, that dude isn't going to run around all day trying to force people out of the store. It's just not going to happen. So I say do not comply. You have your own free will. Do what you want with it. But the more you give up, the more they'll take, and they'll keep taking it. And you'll never get it back. All right, the next thing, because that's all I got to say about that. I don't want to go off too much. I've talked about this extensively in the past. So what I want to talk about is just a quick little thing I've been hearing a lot about. And I almost, like I said, with energies and putting things out there, kind of was cautious about it. But I also, if I didn't say anything, gave people a chance to kind of like think about it themselves and do their own research and look into it. And give themselves some time to prepare or whatever, then I would feel bad. So I've been seeing some things about this month being a month for some kind of event. They call it a black swan or something that maybe shuts down power grid, some kind of big event where they can try to wrangle people up and control people. I don't know how much truth there is to it. I'm hearing September 23rd, 25th. Last year, the same thing was going on. It comes, it goes. Like I said, I don't like these dates and these things, but this one has been kind of different. It's been a lot of people that do numerology and different isometric type of predictions have been kind of pinpointing this month, this year, for something. And I'll put a couple links in the show notes so you can kind of look at some things that I've been seeing. Because I'm not a numerologist, and I don't do any of those predictions, based on the stars or anything like that. And I take it with a grain of salt. So like I said, I just wanted to put it out there. So if you want to look into it yourselves, do what you want, prepare, whatever. Just make sure you have resources. I don't know what your life is like. I'm not a prepper. I just live my life. I'm not worried about it myself. So I'm just saying that's what I hear. And I definitely think there are going to be events, especially we got an election coming up next year in the United States, and they are definitely seemingly desperate. You know, everything that's going on with Trump, it seems like maybe they are pushing people towards him more. Maybe they are like, what the hell is going on? They're really like going after him way too hard. And I see people kind of like, I would never vote for him before, but now. So I don't know if that's part of the game. Probably is. I think if you listen to one of my previous episodes about Donald Trump being the Antichrist, it's from this Twitter user, Donnie Darkened, and he goes over some stuff that's pretty compelling. Not that I believe that he's actually the Antichrist, but I think there might be something to it where they are getting people all riled up about this new world order, and then they will have somebody like him come in and kind of disrupt that and look like a savior character. And it just might be all part of the plan. They might just be working together. I mean, it does look bad the way they're going after him and all these people involved with the January 6th situation. And it does seem, it is really excessive how they're going crazy with all this, locking people up for a long ass time and threatening Trump with like 1,000 years in prison and all this crazy shit. So it definitely seems like they might be going as far as they can go before people break. Or maybe they really just want to do what they're doing and they see him as a threat. Maybe he really is a threat, but I'm not so sure about that. Definitely there is something to it. Why are they going after him so hard if they're not scared of him? But if it's all part of a plan to corral people, to support him and to support what's coming, and maybe it will be worse. Maybe the response, maybe when the pendulum swings the other direction, maybe it will swing a little too hard. Maybe it will swing harder than most of us will really want. So that's why I am not sure about any of this. But it's all worth talking about and paying attention to. And it's fun to think about and to talk about and to share it with all of you. So the next thing I want to talk about is all these weather events that are happening. Are they real? Is it something that happens on cycles? If you haven't listened to my Chan Thomas episode, I guess I'm plugging previous episodes today, but it's worth listening to because it talks about how all this stuff happens on cycles, pole shifts. This book was written by Chan Thomas, a mysterious author that very little is known about. The book was classified by the CIA and then later declassified, but not the whole version. Lots of it was scrubbed. But the full version made its way out, so I did an episode on it. And these pole shifts that happen on cycles. And maybe the people in charge pinpointed when they happen, and they are going to exploit us all when shit goes down and have a lot of people looking for an answer, looking for a solution. And maybe they will have it. It will probably be shitty solutions like always, but they will have their solution to implement. And maybe that's where we're heading. Maybe we're heading towards climate lockdowns. Look what happened in Maui. Lots of stuff about Maui that seems a little unnatural. The way that it happened, the response. Seems like certain people may have wanted that to happen the way it did. Maybe the storm was natural. Maybe they know how to manipulate certain weather systems, create certain high pressure systems. I've heard things about direct energy weapons. Lots of shit about that too. I don't know. It's all speculation. And whether or not it was done on purpose, I think the response, the shitty response, definitely was. Something about the land. They probably want to buy all that land. I've heard in the past that Maui was talked about as being a smart city. And they maybe wanted to implement that as the first one in the United States. I don't know. All speculations, all worth looking into. But maybe all these events are happening because the Earth is in a cycle right now. There was an article in certain scientific studies that came out about we are in a pole shift right now. Currently, it's happening. So we can't, that can't happen without us being affected somewhat, right? But they probably won't tell you that these things are linked, the pole shifts and these crazy weather events are happening, because we're in the middle of a cycle. I don't know. But it sounds definitely like something that could be used and will be used to control us all. They've already been talking about this climate agenda bullshit for a long, long time. None of it has come true. Before I was even born, they were telling people that they were going to die in a new ice age. Then it changed to like global warming. They were all supposed to be underwater already, and we're all okay. So there might be something natural causing these. And then they will exploit, and they won't respond a certain way. Or maybe they could cause the wind to blow a certain way if they want to. I know you can't say this to the majority of people, but I don't think it's out of the realm of possibility, all that shit. So I'm just sitting back watching all this stuff, and I'm just thinking about it, trying to think about it analytically and critically. And it's so obvious that everything is bullshit. Everything is a game. Everything's a play. It's all theater. All the world's a stage. And you can see it unfolding when you start paying attention. Once you kind of like, your eyes are open to all this stuff, you kind of just see it. You know, you start seeing all the same characters coming out pushing agendas when they have an agenda to push. It's always the same people. And the same people on Twitter will change their bio, their flag, to whatever flag or whatever cause. It's always the same shit. So I just wanted to rant a little bit and get a few things off my chest, what I've been seeing, what I've been thinking about a little bit, what's going on out there, and for everybody just to kind of be aware and just pay attention, keep you cool, because I think they are trying to demoralize everybody and break everybody's spirits to the max. But just keep you cool and realize that it's all bullshit, and if you don't play the game, then you can't lose. They love all this negative energy out there. They love it when people are worrying. They love people just acting irrationally because they can exploit that too. They love nothing more than somebody being pushed to the limit and completely losing their mind and doing something horrible. And then that furthers their cause. So everybody just has to remain calm, keep cool. Shit might get a little hard, might get tough. But if we are all resilient, and we stand together, and we don't comply with all this bullshit, then I know we're going to win in the end. So I'm staying positive, and I hope that you are too. And I want to thank you all once again for joining me on this journey, just exploring this reality, seeing what's happening out there, trying to look at it and not get too excited and emotionally invested in all this crap. Even though the last time around, they hurt people that I love. They coerced people that I love into getting a certain procedure done. And now that person regrets it because they're having a hard time. And I try, because if I sit down and really think about it, I can get pretty angry about it. But I'm still positive about everything. And I think everything is going to work out in the end. But I'm not going to sit back silently when they pull more of this shit. I'm definitely going to talk about it. I'm going to speak up and say what I want to. So thank you all for listening to me rant and rave about these things that I think about and want to get them off my chest. So I will be back shortly with some more episodes. If you've been following the Gods of Eden, part 3 is coming up soon, as well as, like I say, whatever else I want to talk about. And I hope that you reach out if you want to contribute to the conversation. You can email me, thebravenewworldorderpodcast@gmail.com. Follow me on X, aka Twitter. formerly known as Twitter, at Brave NWO Podcast. Reach out. Answer the question on Spotify, the Q&A. I'd love to hear from each and every one of you. Thank you all so much for liking, sharing, subscribing. If you haven't done so already, you could help out the show that way. And if you want to help support the show financially, any little bit helps. You can. There are a couple links in the show notes. I want to thank everybody that does that already. I will see you all soon. In the meantime, stay positive. Question everything. Think for yourself. Much love. Peace.